guys. Just wanted to introduce you guys to my podcast. I think that I could make some pretty cool things on here. And yeah, I'll be making some stuff in the future, and I hope you enjoy. Have a nice day. Hey guys, so I kinda had to talk about something that's been on my mind lately in wrestling. Dean Ambrose left the company for AEW and became Jon Moxley again. Well, I kinda could see why he did it, because when he was in WWE, once they turned him heel, he had like nothing good to do. His skits were bad. They told him to do things he didn't want to do, and he never really liked making promos that didn't make sense. And when he was WWE champion, he had a very like failed title run. He only held it for about like 2, 3, maybe 4 months. Really, the only person he really feuded with it was Dolph Ziggler or Seth Rollins. But yeah, he defended against Seth Rollins once on Raw, he defended twice against Seth Rollins, once on the Raw before Battleground and the SmackDown before Battleground 2016. And then at Battleground he defended against both Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns. It was a Shield triple threat match. At SummerSlam 2016 he defended against Dolph Ziggler, and then at Backlash 2016 he lost the championship to AJ Styles. So I would have liked it if he held it a little bit longer, but you know what you're going to do. I hope he comes back to the WWE, but that's very unlikely. It's kind of like a CM Punk situation at this point. He was a very good Intercontinental Champion. He was a very, very good United States Champion. He was a very good Raw Tag Team Champion. The first run, not the second. He was a horrible set 2-time Raw Tag Team Champion. They just stabbed Seth in the back right afterward. But and the WWE Championship run was, in my opinion, bad, because he only had like 4 defenses, and he only like won fair and square in 2 of them. And Dolph Ziggler kind of was a fluke, because Dolph Ziggler was gonna give him like the brain buster, and then, you know, or whatever you call that, from the top rope, and then Dean countered it into a dirty deeds. I mean, it's still fair, I guess, but if Dolph hit that, it would have been over. What's it called? He defended against AJ Styles on September 11th, 2016 at Backlash. He lost it to AJ Styles, and that was cheap, because AJ Styles low-blowed him, and the ref didn't see it. They should have watched the replay. So yeah, Jon Moxley, he is the NJPW United States Champion right now. Hopefully he has a good run with that championship in National Japan Pro Wrestling. And it was my dream to see him alive. The first SmackDown I went to, he was there, but he never came out. Like, he was on the TV, like the Jumbotron. He attacked Miz as a security guard when he had a rivalry with, when it was Dean and Renee Young having a rivalry with the Miz and Maurice. Yeah, I watched that, but he never came out. And then when I went to the next SmackDown, he was already on Raw. And then when I went to Money in the Bank, he was injured at the time, so I never got to see Dean. And he was my favorite wrestler, so I was pretty upset about that. But yeah, I just wanted to talk about that for any wrestling fans. Hope you have a nice day. See you later.